Hello and welcome back to your GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most relevant and exciting topics in the whole specification, chemical cells and hydrogen-oxygen fuel cells. This is a topic that connects directly to real-world technology, electric vehicles, clean energy, and the future of how we power our planet. And the good news? The exam questions on this topic are very predictable once you know what to look for. So let's get into it. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to explain how a chemical cell works, describe exactly what happens inside a hydrogen-oxygen fuel cell, write the overall equation for the reaction, and, crucially, evaluate the strengths and weaknesses of fuel cells with the kind of balanced, evidence-based answer that earns you those top marks. Ready? Let's go. Let's start with the basics. What is a chemical cell? A chemical cell is a device that converts chemical energy directly into electrical energy. Think of the batteries in your TV remote or your phone. Those are chemical cells. Inside a chemical cell, you have two different electrodes, usually two different metals, and an electrolyte, which is a solution that allows ions to move between the electrodes. Here's the key principle. The two metals have different reactivities. The more reactive metal loses electrons more easily, it oxidizes at the negative electrode, which we call the anode. Those electrons travel through an external circuit, that's the wire, to the less reactive metal, the cathode, which is the positive electrode. This flow of electrons is the electric current. It's that simple. Now here's the crucial exam point. A standard chemical cell produces a voltage only until the reactants are used up. Once the metals have fully reacted or the electrolyte is depleted, the cell stops working. This is why your remote control batteries eventually go flat. The cell has a finite lifespan. Write that down, finite lifespan, because it's a key comparison point for later. The voltage produced by a cell depends on two things: the difference in reactivity between the two metals and the concentration of the electrolyte. The greater the difference in reactivity, the greater the voltage. This is an important higher tier concept, so if you're sitting the higher paper, make sure you can explain this. Now let's move on to the star of the show. The hydrogen-oxygen fuel cell. A fuel cell is fundamentally different from a standard chemical cell. Instead of using solid metal electrodes that get used up, a fuel cell uses a continuous supply of fuel, in this case hydrogen gas, and oxygen, usually from the air. As long as you keep supplying hydrogen and oxygen, the fuel cell keeps producing electricity. It never runs out, as long as the fuel supply continues. Here's what happens inside the cell. Hydrogen gas enters at the anode, the negative electrode. At the anode, hydrogen molecules are oxidized. Each hydrogen molecule loses its electrons. Those electrons travel through the external circuit, creating the electric current. Meanwhile, the hydrogen ions, that's H+ ions or protons, migrate through the electrolyte membrane towards the cathode. At the cathode, the positive electrode, oxygen gas enters. The oxygen molecules are reduced. They gain the electrons that have traveled through the external circuit. The oxygen then combines with the hydrogen ions that have come through the membrane. And the result? Water. Pure water. That's it. That is the only product of a hydrogen-oxygen fuel cell. Let me say that again because it will definitely come up in your exam. The only product of a hydrogen-oxygen fuel cell is water. The overall equation is 2H2 plus O2 gives 2H2O. Hydrogen plus oxygen gives water. You must be able to write this equation. It's straightforward, it's balanced, and it's worth marks. Now let's make sure you can picture this. Imagine the fuel cell as a sandwich. The bread on the left is the anode. Hydrogen comes in here. The bread on the right is the cathode. Oxygen comes in here. The filling in the middle is the electrolyte membrane. It lets hydrogen ions pass through, but not electrons. The electrons have to go the long way around through the external circuit, and that journey is the electricity. Water forms on the cathode side and exits the cell. Beautiful, clean, and simple. Right, let's talk exam technique because this is where marks are won and lost. The most common question type on this topic is an evaluate question, worth 4 to 6 marks. The command word evaluate means you must consider both advantages and disadvantages, use evidence or reasoning, and then make a judgment. A lot of students only write advantages or only write disadvantages. That will cap your marks. You need both sides. Let me give you the key points for a fuel cell evaluation. Advantages. First, the only product is water, so there are no harmful emissions at the point of use. This makes fuel cells environmentally friendly in operation. Second, fuel cells are more efficient than combustion engines because they convert chemical energy directly to electrical energy without burning anything. Third, as long as hydrogen is supplied, the cell operates continuously. No need to recharge or replace. Disadvantages. First, hydrogen is highly flammable and difficult to store safely. This is a significant practical challenge. Second, most hydrogen is currently produced by reforming natural gas, which releases carbon dioxide, so the overall process may not be carbon neutral. Third, the infrastructure for hydrogen, filling stations, pipelines, is not yet widely available. Fourth, fuel cells can be expensive to manufacture. Now, a critical exam tip. When you write about the environmental advantage, be precise. Say water is the only product, not just it's clean or it doesn't pollute. Examiners want the specific chemistry. Similarly, when writing about the disadvantage of hydrogen production, say hydrogen is often produced from fossil fuels, releasing carbon dioxide, not just it's not really green. Another common mistake, confusing the anode and cathode. Remember, at the anode, oxidation occurs. At the cathode, reduction occurs. A great memory hook for this is an oil rig. Oxidation is loss, reduction is gain. And the mnemonic ANOX REGCAT, anode oxidation, reduction at cathode. For describe questions worth 2 to 3 marks, just state what happens clearly and in order. For explain questions, you must say why. Use the word because to link cause and effect. Examiners are trained to look for that causal link. One more tip. If a question asks you to compare a fuel cell with a standard chemical cell, you must address both in each point. Don't just describe one. Use comparative language like whereas, unlike, or in contrast to. Time for a quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, pause for a second, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one. What is the only product of a hydrogen-oxygen fuel cell? Water, H2O. Question two. At which electrode does oxidation occur in a fuel cell? The anode. Question three. Write the overall equation for the hydrogen-oxygen fuel cell reaction. 2H2 plus O2 gives 2H2O. Question four. Why does a standard chemical cell eventually stop producing a voltage? Because the reactants are used up. Question five. Give one disadvantage of using hydrogen as a fuel. It is highly flammable and difficult to store safely. Or, most hydrogen is produced from fossil fuels releasing carbon dioxide. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant, you're well on your way. If you missed any, go back and review those specific points. Let's wrap up with the five things you absolutely must remember for your exam. One, a chemical cell produces voltage until its reactants are used up. It has a finite lifespan. Two, a hydrogen-oxygen fuel cell uses a continuous supply of hydrogen and oxygen to produce electricity. Three, the only product of a hydrogen-oxygen fuel cell is water. 2H2 plus O2 gives 2H2O. Oxidation happens at the anode. Reduction happens at the cathode. ANOX, red cat. Five, when evaluating fuel cells, always give both advantages and disadvantages. And be specific. Examiners want the chemistry, not vague statements. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions, and remember, every mark you earn comes from knowing the detail. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.